Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Well, rainy afternoon, and that is a good afternoon. I am well prepared for this show, and the show is going to be very interesting. And I know the show's going to be interesting, but I'm not as well prepared. I just Max and I were chatting about world affairs, and I was slow to get my stuff open. But hey, I'm glad you stopped by. You know, every Saturday here on KNSS, it's all about food, wine, and fun for your ears. If you're in the studio, you could have wine with me or food, whatever. But you're not. Don't go out driving just to come by the studio. We won't let you in. We're very security conscious. My first guest is a winemaker extraordinaire with a tremendous history that you've probably never heard of. And he doesn't seem too upset about that. His name is Grant Long. The wine that I first had that Grant made is called Miscellaneous. Well, it's M-I-S-C, period. And it's magnificent. I used the Diamond Mountain edition of his two-barrel production of this wonderful red wine in a wine class at Wichita State here the first part of the year. And if I told you all the wines, one, you would be thirsty, and two, you would go, holy shit. That is a huge lineup of great wines. And then I would tell you that when we voted, before they knew the cost or anything about these wines, Miscellaneous Diamond Mountain Cab won. And there's a reason for that. And we'll talk to Grant in a minute. Then we'll have a brief conversation with, I hope I'm saying it right, my Swedish is not that good, Bjorn Orste. He's the CEO of Good Idea, a drink manufacturer that is making not just fizzy water. We know bubbly is fizzy water is de rigueur, but it's a sugar busting deal that has some other natural ingredients in it that we're going to tell you about. Then I'll talk to Jill Bosley, my girlfriend from Wesley Children's Foundation, about a cool event that's right around the corner next Tuesday, Million Dollar Motors. And then we'll be out of time. So, Grant Long, a native from California, from Napa. Pretty much ever since he was a tyke, he's been in the wine business, and he makes magnificent wines in small quantities, and like I said, you've probably not heard of him, but you should. Grant Long, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you very much.
Man, you know, with our brief conversation when I coordinated with you and told you that I was using Diamond Mountain in my class, and what the heck, I can tell you what we used. You were against 14 Clopagas, Mitsuko's Vineyard Pinot. These are all just fine wines from Napa and specific AVAs. That's Carneros, of course. Technique Cabernet from Atlas Peak. Robert Mondavi Oakville from Oakville. Louis Martini Napa Valley, just the general Napa Valley cab. And that one's that was the Wine Advocate 95 issue. 2013 Hess Collection, Mount Veeder. Wine Advocate 94, and then we finished up with 2013 Miscellaneous, Diamond Mountain, Wine Advocate
93. Sounds like an amazing lineup, like you said.
Oh, my God. It really was spectacular. But then at the end of the class, before I let them turn over their tasting notes to look and see what winemakers and I wrote about these wines, we voted. And you literally, hands up, not hands down, had the majority. It was so funny. I'm, you know, for wine number one, Clopagas, you know, two. Technique, three or four. Robert Mondavi, two. Louis Martini, two. And I'm thinking, what? You guys don't like any of these? And then we get to you, and all the hands go up. and I had to yell at them.
I'm honored.
Some people voted twice. and that's okay. I get it. I wish we had more time, and I wish we were sitting together with a glass of wine, because all the research I tried to do on you, one, you are a kind of a below-the-radar guy, my opinion, at this point. But you've done some incredibly amazing things as still a young guy, and you continue to do that. Can you take us back? I told you this was going to be kind of like This Is Your Life. And and I don't care if anybody's listening, but there's a lot of people listening. And start about the beginning and what got you interested in and where you've worked and why and what led you up to do all the things that you're doing now.
Well, I was go ahead.
No, I don't know what that was. That wasn't me.
I apologize. I just said I'm pretty much born and raised in Napa Valley. My father was a wine collector, and so ended up with what I would like to say is an inherited passion for wine just by being around my dad's love of wine. He kind of developed it as a result of business, just quote-unquote business dinners and steakhouse business dinners, and ended up being able to fall in love with wine via that way. And fluke ended up making trips to Napa, finding wines back in the 80s, meeting owners, winemakers. And by the time I had kind of quote-unquote earned my rite of passage to join him to the wine cellar at night to pick out a bottle of wine, his gratification he got out of his wines was 80% before the wine was even opened. And so I grew up understanding the stories and the histories and the people behind wine versus the wine itself. So long story is best friend's father is a home winemaker. I meet him in high school. He's making wine in his garage. I seem fascinated enough to give it a whirl and convince my parents to let me make a barrel of wine in the garage at 17 years old. And before you know it, it had turned out at least good enough for the neighbors to want to buy a bottle. So that was the beginning of a slippery slope for me in my business, and just ended up working at different wineries. I went off to college for a couple years at Berkeley before deciding working in the vineyard, in the field, in the cave was more my cup of tea, and just took on multiple jobs in the business until finally getting my first shot with actually Aonair, which is my first and kind of what I would call my family winery that I started. And miscellaneous became kind of that outlet for me, as Aonair became a major portion of my life and the focus of building the winery in the cave. There became a sense of Aonair being a business, and somewhere along the way that has to happen, you know, if you want it to be a career. Miscellaneous became that outlet for me, an ability to make a really small individual varietal, individual region, you know, expression of wine, but also be able to kind of geek out about it every year, because it's not something that's mandated, you know, as far as having to make a certain amount or a certain wine. Every year it's different. Every year it's a different two barrels. And for me, it's kind of, as I said, my like passion outlet.
You said a couple of things that I really appreciate and have impacted my journey in wine. And it's like, why do you need to learn about wine? When I teach wine appreciation, I start some of my classes with that. Why are you here? What makes you think you couldn't have done this on your own? And then I turn it around and say, well, you know, if you didn't know anything about art, you could look at some really classical paintings and go, well, paintings. You know, my kid does that. And you know what I mean? The more you know about something, and it's so true about wine. When you can when you can say that I have walked this vineyard with this winemaker, or I sat there overlooking this vineyard, you know, with Deborah Matthey up at Dutcher Crossing and watched and saw the winemaking process and drank with her. Next time you open a bottle, you're back there. I think that's a wonderful thing.
There's a reason wine has survived for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And part of it's obviously associated to other factors, but one of them is that each bottle carries a story with it. And when you enjoy wine, you are literally drinking history. And if you can be attached to that history, if you can share in it, as far as being able to say there was a place and time that you experienced something more than just the wine. It just makes the experience of drinking that wine just so much more amazing.
Oh, God. Ain't it the truth? I want to rush through some questions, but on the same hand, I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to take a quick break, and then we come back. I do want you to talk about Aonair, A-O-N-A-I-R. The website's beautiful. I've never had the wines before. Someday, I hope. And then we're going to talk about miscellaneous. So, Grant, it's such a pleasure to have you on the line with us. Folks, don't go away. We'll come back and talk more with my guest, Grant Long, about Aonair and, more importantly, miscellaneous. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.